Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Small business.
We can teach these barbarians a lesson in Western methods and efficiency that will put them to shame.
He tells it like it is.
I realize how difficult it's going to be in this godforsaken place where you can't find what you need. And there's the challenge.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
With all due respect, sir, I believe this is going to be our finest hour.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. Very excited about having our good friend Rich Galen back on the show. Rich is a longtime member of our Brain Trust, more than 13, coming up on 13 years as a member of our Brain Trust. That's a lucky year for him. He's the publisher, the editor, the cost accountant, and the talent behind and the purveyor of the outstanding website Mullings.com, and which produces his twice weekly outstanding column. He's a Republican of that persuasion, and he spins to the right. He's our good friend Rich Galen. Welcome back to the show.
Thank you for that introduction. I wish I had my tape recorder running.
Well, it's the one you sent me a long time ago.
Okay.
Hey, Rich. Okay, I want Rich to share some ideas with us on the concept of the executive branch of our government. Rich, I'm no constitutional scholar, but I have spent a lot of time studying history in my life, and I've always been fascinated by the framers, the founders of our country and the framers of our Constitution. I actually consider them to be aliens, you know, like they landed and they were so far ahead of their time, geniuses as far as I'm concerned. But the one thing that they all woke up in the middle of the night wringing their hands over is what to do about the executive. They were all terrified that when they wrote the Constitution, that they weren't doing enough to make sure the executive didn't get out of hand. Am I right about that?
Well, you're righter than you remember being, because the first form of government were called the Articles of Confederation.
Yep.
Where the states were absolutely supreme, and the executive had very, it's almost like the way Texas is run, where the governor really doesn't have all that much power. He's got the power of the press, but the lieutenant governor runs the government. And that's the way the Articles of Confederation were. But they found that they had gone too far in worrying about the power of the executive becoming the power of the king. And so they called a constitutional convention to sort of, you know, make some changes in it. And what they ended up doing, of course, was to throw it out and start again. And in 1789... we ended up with the Constitution that we more or less have.
But one of the big debates was, what do we do about the executive? How do we keep the executive from getting too much power? And they came up with the three branches of government, and the executive, and the legislative, and the judicial, and they said they have these courts, checks and balances, and so my question is, what would the framers think about modern executives?
Well, I think they were great. As you pointed out, they were great thinkers. I mean, that's the important word.
Geniuses.
And the way that they came up with this balance, the three balanced in their minds branches of government, and here the shorthand is the Article I, Article II, and Article III branch, mm-hmm. The Article I branch being the legislature, II being the president and the executive, and III being the judiciary. Mm-hmm. But what they did was they, and this is the important word that we never hear of today, they compromised. They thought this stuff through, they compromised, and came up with a solution that has served very well for all these years. And I think that part of what they were trying to get at was, I mean, they could look down the road, they could look into the future, to your point about being aliens, and they saw how complicated the world could be. And at some point, somebody had to be able to say yes or no, but they had to say yes or no within clearly defined limits that the other two branches could control. And I, of course, we've gotten away from that over the years. It started pretty much, I think, probably with Wilson, and then took another leap forward with FDR.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah,
and then Nixon, and now Obama. But people have, I mean, presidents have always tried to stretch the bounds of the second Article II. And the Article 1 and 3 have always been around to say, nope, you, that's too far. You can't pack the court.
And exactly, and that's what the framers hope. If you read the dialogue, folks, between some of them, you see them arguing over what the executive was likely to do and how they were worried about it, and one was more worried than the other. And as Rich said, they compromised. But Rich, I think that when they did this, when you talked about compromising, they always presumed that even if they disagreed on the way of doing things, they all agreed on what the result needed to be, which was to protect and serve the country.
Right.
And which to me is the opposite of ideology.
That's right. And if you look at the front, no, we need to
hold on to that thought. Yeah, I'm going to let you pick right back up the folks. But now when you throw in 21st century ideology, that kind of thinking for the executive, that changes things a lot. We're going to get rich.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.